Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting third. The left fielder, Terry Poll. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Backman bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatcher is hit by the pitch. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Hatcher steals second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatcher moves to third. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doran. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Doran steals second. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher scores. Doran moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Doran, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Doran steals home. It's 2-0, Astros. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gooden covering, for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into left field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatcher for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Doran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Mozilli steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. Poll takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Astros. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Baz. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Baz steals second. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walling is 0 for 1 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walling for the out. Baz moves to third. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Astros. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gooden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gooden hits a line drive beyond second. Duran can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Elster moves to second. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykstra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Dykstra reaches second base with a double. Elster scores. Gooden moves to third. It's 5-3, Astros. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gooden scores. Dykstra moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Astros. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykstra tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 5, Astros, 5. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Ramirez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Duran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baz hits a line drive into left field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walling is 0-for-2 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. Alan Ashby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Walling moves to second. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Walling moves to third. Ashby moves to second. It's 6-5, Astros. Craig Reynolds pinch hits for Mike Scott. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Walling scores. Ashby moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Dwight Gooden. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson pinch hits for Lenny Dykstra. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pull. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Wally Backman. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Mukie Wilson now playing center field. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Doran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Poll is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Poll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Elster catches it and throws to first to double up Poll. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Mozzilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Walling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walling bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Baz moves to second. 1 out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Baz is safe. Baz moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez bunts towards the mound. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baz scores. Ashby moves to second. It's 8-5, Astros. Jim Pankovic pinch hits for Juan Augusto. Roger McDowell now pitching. Jim Pankovic is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pankovic strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Kevin Elster. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Roger McDowell. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling juggles the ball. That's an error on Walling. Sasser moves to second. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sasser moves to third. McReynolds moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Sasser scores. McReynolds scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 8, Astros, 8. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. Teufel moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 8. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Mackie Sasser now playing third base. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Howard Johnson now playing shortstop. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Doran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Poll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Teufel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paul. The throw from Carter and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 8. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sasser is 0-for-1 in the game. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Sasser moves to second. It's 9-8, Mets. Dave Meade's now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 8. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Walling batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Walling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball four. Chuck Jackson pinch runs for Alan Ashby. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Teufel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Houston Astros, 8. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.